بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اما بعد my dear brothers and sisters everything has a system and if you try to short circuit or go around the system or avoid the system, then you get hurt. To give you an example, if I ask you, is it necessary to do exercise? Is it necessary to do, to lift some weights? Is it necessary to have a good muscle tone and so on? Now, obviously, that's it's a dumb question because obviously the answer is yes. I mean, what else could one say? Because it is essential, it is critical, one must do it. But then, greatly enthusiastic about it, you go to the gym and then you grab whatever weight is there and you try to lift it, the chances are that you are going to hurt yourself. You are going to break your back, you will pull some muscle or something, and then you will be in a lot of pain and you will not be able to do exercise again for until that pain and everything subsides. Because there's a point to the exercise, which is that it should be done in a systematic way. So you need to go through the warm-ups, you need to have a coach who will explain to you and tell you what you should do and watch you do it, and he will monitor it and he will ensure that you can do that exercise without hurting yourself, and then of course it's hugely beneficial for you. Take anything else. There is a system by which that thing should be learnt. For some funny reason, we all accept this. We all accept this without a problem, without a question, for everything except for the deen, except for Islam. When it comes to Islam, we seem to be under the impression that no system is required, no methodology is required, no guidance is required, no mentor is required, nothing. I can just pick up any book I want. I can watch this video or that video, and I can watch the videos of so-called great sheikhs. Quite of course, apart from the fact that today what passes for greatness is popularity on the internet, which is not a criterion of greatness at all. And then when I acquire this knowledge, or whatever passes for knowledge, because I don't consider that with knowledge, then what I then do is, using this, I sit in judgment on others and I point fingers at others and I tell others, and I tell, worse still, I tell people about others that so-and-so is this way and so-and-so is that way, and this person is misguided. And then it's interesting if you think about it, almost all the comments that are made are almost entirely negative. So when you are looking at somebody, you are always looking for things to criticize. So it's all negativity. So anyway, that happens, and we continue with this, and then we consider that to be knowledge of Islam. Now, in addition to everything else, it is not just harmful, as we know, but also it is something which divides. It is something which makes, instead of building relations, it destroys relationships. and it creates divisions among people. It's quite amazing. If you see, you know, the times, many times I've seen this happening over and over again. And the reasons are always the same thing, which is this very unsystematic way of learning. Now, I must comment and I must appreciate the fact that people are interested in learning about Islam. So it's, you know, something which is very good. But my submission is, I would then request you that if you are really interested, not just not just talking about interest, if you are really interested, then it is something that you should pay attention to. It is something that you must give what is due to it, which is the seriousness of learning about Islam. You know, this is very, very important that we that we understand Islam and we study Islam with the seriousness that is that it calls for, right? And not treat it like some haphazard thing. Somehow it happened. We don't know how it happened. Kind of thing. Seriously, my brothers and sisters, I request you, please be clear about this in your mind. The big danger of doing it the way that a lot of people do it today is the fact that instead of guidance, it spreads misguidance. Instead of building relationships, it destroys relationships. Instead of helping us understand the deen and understand what we should be doing, it creates more confusion, it creates more doubts in the minds of people, and so on and so forth. And of course, what is most important is that it creates it makes you the victim of the punishment of ghibat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly that to do ghibat, to backbite, to malign, to slander, this is haram, and this is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. See the ayat of Surah Hujurat, and Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah will give your good deeds to that person. Now you're opening yourself to all of that. For what? So really, my request, my brothers and sisters, is please do not fall into this trap. By all means, if you are interested, alhamdulillah, in deen, good for you. If you are seriously interested, learn it systematically. And also remember that others who are also learning and who have learned, the ulama, the scholars of different schools, all of these people are hugely, without any exception, they are hugely worthy of respect. They are hugely worthy of your dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should reward them for their actions. And in the course of that, if they made any mistakes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive their mistakes. There is not a single one of them who claimed to be free of mistakes. There is not a single one of them who said that I am masoom, that I am sinless, that I am purest, and that I have no, you know, there is nothing that whatever I have done, 100% is correct. None of them. Nobody. On the contrary, all the great scholars, this is a famous quote that is attributed to different scholars, to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, to Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, and others, who said that, including in their rulings, they said that if I have given a ruling, and if a hadith is found which is different from this ruling, then the hadith is correct and my ruling is wrong, right? Now, what more sign of humility and what more sign of true scholarship can you ask for? So it is the followers or the blind followers, the ones who follow without knowledge, who are the culprits, who try to portray whoever they claim to follow as being perfect because it's some they feel it adds to themselves. My brothers and sisters, don't fall into all this. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us only about our own actions. Allah will not question you about me. Allah will not question me about you. So let me and you focus on our own actions, our own beliefs, ensure that those are correct and stick with that and try to make those actions as pure and as beautiful as possible because we are doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't fall into the trap of looking at other people, pointing fingers at other people, criticizing other people. That is not why you were sent into this world. That is not why I was sent into this world. Please don't do any of that. Right? If somebody asks you for an opinion about someone, then give them my standard answer. My standard answer to anybody who asks me for my opinion. What's your opinion about so and so? I tell them that I do not even have an opinion about myself. What do you want me to have an opinion about somebody else for? Right? If you ask me, what do you think of yourself? I'm not sure. If you ask me, do you think Allah will give you Jannah? I'm not sure. I hope He will. I beg Him. I plead with Him. I rely on His. I throw myself, on His mercy and His forgiveness. But am I sure? Of course, I'm not sure. So if I'm not even sure about my own Jannah, why on earth do you think I'm bothered or concerned about somebody else? I'm not. Right? So please, don't fall into this trap. Do not pass opinions on other people. Don't talk about other people. Look at yourself. Go stand in front of the mirror. Ask yourself, are you going to Jannah? Are you sure about that? And if you're not sure about that, if you're sure about that, then believe me, you got some serious issues. But if you're not sure about that, alhamdulillah, good for you. Try to be sure about that by living your life in a way which, inshallah, will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.